Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We give praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, we thank Him. We thank Him for this very second, this very moment that He has given us. Yes, nobody else had the power. It's only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we are here this moment, this very day. Yeah, yeah. James 3 and 16 states, where you have envy and selfishness, ambition, there you find discord and every evil practice. Every evil practice. Wherever you find selfishness and envy, evil is ever present. And that's James chapter 3 and verse 16. We know that we have been studying selfish. So we just want to continue this evening. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master. Thanking you, God, for your son, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for allowing Jesus to be on that cross, oh God. Thanking you, God, that he could have came down, but he chose to stay. Oh, Master, we are grateful. We are truly grateful today. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your only begotten Son. Oh, Master, we are grateful today. We thank you, Lord, because we were all on our road to destruction. We had no God on our side, Master. But you saw fit through your grace and your mercy, Lord. Glory to God. You saw fit to come and redeem man. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Master, we just want to say we thank you right now. We thank you, God, for redeeming us. And we're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. Yeah, we thank God today. Truly, it's a blessing to be found just in his presence, just to be found where we can just call on his name, just to be found, just to say, Jesus, glory to God. What a blessing. Now, we want to quickly just move right into our lesson. And we know that, again, we've been studying selfishness. And I want to say before we get started, I may not finish this because this is very lengthy and it's something that I felt I was led, really, really led to teach on. Something that it causes you to have self-examinations. It causes you to really look upon yourself, to search you. Yeah, to search yourself. And so this is what we're doing here. Victorious Living, we know that the purpose behind the ministry is for us to live a victorious life. Yeah. And so we're going to just start off this evening stating to you that selfishness, we want you to find. We want you to just take a moment during or after this teaching for self-examination, just to do self. It's not too late to make a change. In looking at this lesson, I was very curious as to why Jonah couldn't do what God told him to do. Why? Why was the prophet man of God so reluctant? Why? Why was he rebellious? Well, I know that the principle of seeking. And it says that when you seek, you will find. Yeah, that's the principle. Mm-hmm. And it says that we should knock and the door will be open unto us, those who are seekers. I'm a seeker. I seek to get an understanding. I seek to get the knowledge of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Well, I learned that Jonah was a devout patron of Israel. And Nineveh belonged to Ezra, who were dreaded and despised enemies of Israel. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Stay with me with this. Jonah was not too pleased with Nineveh. He was a serious Israelite, and God wanted him to tell the Ninevites how merciful God wanted to be with them. Mm-hmm. Now look at this. Look at this. Everybody at some time has had or still have an enemy. Yeah, we all have had enemies. Sometimes we're still going to have enemies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's look at how selfish was. Mm-hmm. Nineveh, again, was a part of Ezra. Yeah. Ezra kings were Omar, Ahab, Jenah, Ezra, Hezekiah, and Uzziah. Yeah, these were 9 Hebrew kings. Many times, barely speak to our enemy. Are you with me? Certainly, we would never tell them about how they can make a lifelong change. Yeah, or how they can actually get a gift that they don't have to pay for. Yeah. Oh, we would never share anything with our enemy. Mm-hmm. Never giving them any secrets. Never giving them any strategies. Yeah. Never giving them any knowledge. Mm-hmm. Never. Never telling them about our secret weapon. Mm. Many of us Christians that our enemies never know. They never know that we fellowship with God. Our enemies never know that we go into prayer and that we talk to God. And that's how we can have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. They never know. Yeah. Because we never share it. We never tell them. Mm. Yeah. Look at verse 2. I'm in Jonah chapter 1. Mm. And here we see the command goes out. The command says, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim against it, for their wickedness have come up before me. And this is in Genesis 10, chapter 10, verse 11 and 12. And it says, here we see a command has gone out. Yeah, a command, an instruction. Yeah. And a command is an instruction that's for a certain task that has to be done, that has to be completed. And it's not, a command is not somewhere where you ask, told to do this, and you're told to do that. You're usually given a certain time to do that. Well, here we see that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is given a command. Mm-hmm. So this is why I said we want to go into self-examination. How many times have God given you a command? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Don't answer. How many times have God given you a command and you missed it? You missed that opportunity. You missed it. You failed. Let's look at verse 3. Jonah rose up. He rose up early to flee, to run. not to run to Nineveh, but to run to Tarsus in the other direction. Yeah, from being in the presence of God. And he went down to Joppa, and he found the ship going to Tarsus. Mm-hmm. He paid the fare, and he got on the boat. Sounds familiar? Yeah. We all have always, we haven't always done what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ commanded us to do. Ouch. I can say that. Yeah, I can say that. God commanded us to do something. No pointing fingers. Was this selfish? Was this a selfish move? Was it a selfish move? By all means, it was. Instead of doing what God said to do, you deliberately went the other way, rebelling against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you don't have to tell me that, you know, you're going to self-examine yourself. Because we all have fallen short of the glory of God. No man is exempt from falling short. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to paraphrase some of this because it's very lengthy. Like I said, I may not get finished with all of this evening, but we're going to pick up from wherever we leave off. Yeah. Once on the ship, a storm appeared, and the ship was in the middle of a storm. All in all, and was going back and forth. The ship was into this rocking mode. And Jonah and all the other passengers was on the ship. Yeah. They were in the sea. Mm-hmm. It was very rough. It got very rough. And so the captain began to pray. He began to pray along with some of the other passengers. And the sea became so violent, and Jonah had to open up his mouth. And he said it loud. He didn't say it in a whisper. He said, "Cast me over." Why would he say that? Knowing God, having a relationship with God, being a prophet of God, he knew what he was doing. He was rebelling against God. Yeah. So many times we have rebelled against God. And then we turn and try to be innocent and wonder, what is going on? I don't know why this happened. Think about it. Yeah. So the people were very reluctant to do so. They didn't want to throw him across the overboard, throw him into the sea. And if the sea is so violent, we would never do that. The wind and the sea became so high. It began to rose up high on the side of the ship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Jonah continued to say, "Throw me over." And so out of fear, out of being afraid, out of being frightened, the people said, "Throw him over." Verse 17 says, "The Lord had prepared and appointed," listen to me, fish. There's nothing that goes past God. Nothing. He sees all. He knows all. Yeah. Look at this. So he had appointed. He had assigned. He had called to order for this fish to appear at this given time. Look at God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A great fish to swallow up Jonah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To swallow up the prophet who was living in a selfish world. Yeah. He was entangled in selfishness. He was entangled in hatred. Yeah. He was entangled in evil thoughts. Self-righteousness. Yeah. Here we see punishment was coming quickly to a selfish human being, one who was rebellious Yeah. He was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. Yeah. There were minor prophets also. Yeah. Major prophets, I'm sorry. There were major prophets. Major prophets were like Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. These were the major prophets. Mm-hmm. Jonah was in the belly of the great whale, out of the Lord's sight. Even though he was out of the Lord's sight, the Lord knew he was there. Why? Because he had ordained him to be there. He had set the stage for Jonah to be in the belly of the whale. Glory to God. Sounds familiar? Mm-hmm. All because of your selfishness, your self-centeredness. Yeah. God has your attention now. Yeah, he got your attention. Yeah. You can't move. You can't go east. You can't go west. You can't go north. You can't go south. But you gonna stand here. Yeah. Because you can't go nowhere else. Oh, yeah. Look at chapter 2. In chapter 2, I'm going to paraphrase this. Jonah prayed to God. He prayed to the Lord from the fish, from the belly of the fish. He said, who else can we call? Who else can we call? Mm-hmm. Selfish or not, we call on God. Selfish or not, who else can we call on? No one. No one is capable of redeeming us. No one is great. No one is greater than our Almighty God. Hallelujah. Selfish or not, we call on God. Evil thoughts or not, we call on God. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. And the Lord, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. And it says in chapter 3, it's, yeah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. And it says, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach and cry out to it the preaching that I tell you. Mm-hmm. So what is God doing here? What is actually taking place? God is being who he is. He's being God. Yeah. And he's allowing Jonah to have a first chance, and he's allowing him now to have a second chance. And so many times he has allowed all of us to have first chances and second chances. And some of us have had third chances and fourth chances. Yeah. That merciful. He's just that kind of God, yeah, that would give us a second chance, that would give us a third chance. Yeah, he's God. Mm-hmm. It says here we see that the prophet of God, the prophet sees the love that reaches down to the selfish one and gives him or her a second chance. Yeah, he'll reach down. He'll reach down wherever you are and pick you up. Yes, he will. Because he loves you. He loves us. Mm-hmm. Giving a second chance to the selfish prophet. Chapter 4, it says many times we pray and we request God to change it. Sometimes, but God has another plan. His thoughts and his ways are not like ours. Yeah. He don't think the way we think. His thoughts are different. His ways are different. The plan that he has in place is not a plan that we have. Most of the time, we try to own up to vengeance. Oh, we think of vengeance. And he says that vengeance is his. He said he will repay, not us. Yeah, he will repay. Mm-hmm. He loves us, even when we are selfish. Verse 2, and he, Jonah, prayed to the Lord. And he said, I pray you, O Lord, is not this just what I said when I was still in my country that I flew to Taurus? Because I knew you are a gracious God and you're full of mercy. You're full of mercy. True, he is. And you're slow to anger and you're great kindness. And you said, if a sinner turns to you, you revoke the sentence. Glory to God. Simple. Did you hear that? If a sinner turns to God, immediately, not next week, immediately, that sentence is revoked. It's in Exodus 34 and 6. Selfishness, hatred, self-righteousness, rebellious, evil thoughts, witchcraft. They're all in the family of selfishness. Mm-hmm. Verse 3. Therefore now, O Lord, I beseech you, take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Now Jonah is in such distress, in such despair, only because Ezra is their enemy. And to him, God should not give salvation to the enemy. Remember, his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Glory to God. He said that he wished that no man, not even our enemy, would perish. But he wished that every man would come unto repentance. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah, Jonah felt defeated because God wanted Jonah and his enemies to be saved. He wanted Jonah to go and talk to them, preach to them, and tell them about this God, about salvation. Glory to God. Jonah had a problem. He had a problem with that. Yeah. And you know, this brings mind to many times that some of us teachers, we have been teaching kids for years in Sunday school and different ministries of kids, and we have a set group of kids that we say they're not going to learn nothing. We just put them over there. They come and they just want to disrupt everything. Just don't worry about teaching them. That's the wrong attitude. Jonah was a minor prophet. There's a reason behind the word minor. That minor never gets to be major. And it's all our fault. Our fault. God is constantly trying to bring us to a place, trying to elevate us, trying to teach us, trying to show us his love. Glory to God. And we're still holding on. We're still holding on to things of the past. We're still holding on and want to be hateful. We're still holding on and don't want to love. We don't want to share the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't want to, because that's our enemy. Jonah left the city. And he set to the east of the city. And he made a boot there for himself. He sat there until the shade gnawed. He might see what would become of the city. And the Lord prepared a gulch, which is a leaf. It's just a tree. And he made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head to deliver him. Now let me backtrack 1 minute. God had allowed the fish to vomit Jonah up. Yeah. Because Jonah, at that moment, when he was in captivity, and he prayed and he talked to God, God saw mercy with him and allowed him to come on out, because he's given him the second chance, okay? So here we see Jonah is in this state. He's still in this devastating state because he still can't understand how God is. He's having a problem with that. He's too evil. Too selfish to see the plan of God. Our Lord has mercy. He is a God of mercy. Verse 7, God prepared a cutworm when the morning dawned the next day, and it smote the tree so that it withered. And God looking out for us. He's looking out for us all the time. Always, even now, some of us still can't see. We can't see how God is looking out for us because we're still selfish. We're so selfish. We only see what we want to see. It's all about me. It's never about anyone else. Yeah. It's about my family. It's about my children. It's about my mates. It's about my community. It's about my world. And it's never about others. Verse 8. Once the sun arose, God prepared a subtle east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah so that he fainted and he wished it himself to die. He was always wanting to die. Always wanting to die. It is better for me to die than to live. Hopeless. Hopelessness. This is what he felt. Why? Because he couldn't have what he wanted. He couldn't get that. He just wanted them not to be saved. So since he couldn't get it, he was helpless. He was hopeless. He wanted to just give up and die. Ever been in that state? Ever thought like that? God was always showing love. He was always showing kindness, even to those who are selfish. Mm-hmm. So God said to Jonah, do you do well to be angry for the loss of the tree? And he, Jonah, said, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die. This is past selfish. Yeah, this is past selfish. At this point, this is hateful. Yeah. Unreasonable, plain evil. Then said the Lord, you have had pity on the tree, on the plant. The tree for which you did not labor nor make it grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. Sad. Jonah had more compassion for a tree than for a living human being. Listen to this. For a tree, something that is designed to live and to eventually die. To not to be able to speak a word to anyone about salvation. To not to be able to speak a word to anyone else about the love of God. But just a tree that would just stand and it would produce or it would not produce. Listen at that. But it would never have a voice. Not a voice for God. Yeah. This day, we want to call to your attention self-examination. Self-examination. Lord, have I sinned? Have I been selfish, oh God? Have I been reluctant to teach your people, oh God? Have I sinned against you? Master, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to open up our eyes so we could see the love that you have for us. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. We look forward to seeing you again on Friday. And don't forget Sunday evening, 7 to 8 o'clock. And we will pick up from where we are leaving off on Jonah. Yeah. There's a lot of Jonahs. Yeah. Again, it's self-examination. We have to look at ourselves. We can't point fingers at anyone else. Mm-hmm. Remember, God loves you. And he wants the best for you. Yeah. And he wants you to be a voice. Mm-hmm. A voice for him. Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' name.